Chapter 3. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. How to be true to the future you. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 12. Kathy. One of the best aspects of my personality is that I'm not a worrier. I don't borrow trouble. I figure today has enough crazy to contend with. Not worrying is great. But there's an ugly side to being a non-worrier. I'm also not as prepared as some of my more worry-inclined friends. So when bad things come my way, or hard decisions have to be made, I'm not as capable as those who lean toward worry. What if we could marry the best aspects of both worlds, without the worry and without the unpreparedness? That is where pre-deciding comes in. Let me tell you about a time when I dearly wished I had pre-decided what I was going to do. Kathy as a case study, The Me Project, Part 1. When I was writing my third book, The Me Project, which was about pursuing goals and dreams, I interviewed a missionary serving as a nurse in Iran. After writing her powerful story, I had her sign a release form, stating I could include her story and her first name in the book. Months later, right after I'd sent the manuscript to my publisher, she contacted me and said, "I'm worried that using my real first name could cause problems. Could you completely change my name in the book?" I assured her I would make the change in the next round of editing. A couple of months later, after I posted on Facebook, "Yay! The Me Project is finally at the printer," Jackie, not her real name, really, contacted me and said, "Thanks for changing my name in the book. I really appreciate it." That's when I realized I'd completely forgotten to change her name. Let me tell you the ramifications of my mistake. The files had already been sent to the printer for 5,000 copies to be printed. Buying those copies to prevent them from being distributed, even if I worked the best possible deal with my publisher, was going to cost me and my husband thousands of dollars, about $20,000, as it turned out. I was completely overwhelmed. To be continued. How to be kind to your future self. What would you call someone who, 1, demands that you act like someone you're not? 2, ignores your needs. 3, refuses to let you use your God-given gifts and talents well. 4, sets you up for failure, even disaster. And 5, does all of the above over and over and over. Sounds like a bully, perhaps even an abuser, doesn't it? Now look in the mirror and ask yourself, how often does who I am today treat who I will be tomorrow?